بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يراه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. Alhamdulillah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور. Somewhere there is darkness, somewhere there is light. Somewhere there is extreme heat, somewhere there is extreme cold. Somewhere rain waters are plentiful, somewhere there is drought. Somewhere people are celebrating, nikah is taking place, child is being born. Somewhere people are lamenting, exhibiting their sorrow, janaza is being lifted up. Somewhere the flag of victory is being planted, somewhere the bitter taste of defeat is being experienced. Constantly changing situations, conditions and circumstances. And all these varying circumstances are under the direct muhkam taqdeer of one Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every moment Allah exhibits His shan. Allah exhibits His qudrat. Mudabbir. The arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition and circumstance in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shabi. Allah is the arranger. There is no partner with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no assistant with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ From the heavens to the earth, the arranger, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition and circumstance without the assistance of anyone, without asking the advice of anyone. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ is one Allah alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth. Everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to one Allah. His qudrat, His power exhibits itself over every facet of this creation. It is His hakimiyat, His hukumiyat, His samadiyat, His jabariyat that is controlling every facet of this creation. that happens in the heavens and the earth which Allah wants. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاء. Allah does as He wants to do. Part of the dua ma'thura, the duas that are manqul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ghaliban at the time of tahajjud, almost every day, we find amongst the duas that he would recite this expression, this sabak, this lesson of iman, that ma sha Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha lam yakun, a'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir, wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. Ma sha Allahu kan, that happens which Allah wants. Yaf'alu Allahu ma yasha, Allah does as He wants to do. يهدي من يشاء إن قلوب بني آدم بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبهما كيف يشاء. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the hearts of Ibn Adam, the hearts of insan, are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. Allah can turn those hearts in whatever direction He wants. يهدي من يشاء, Allah guides whom He wants. يضل من يشاء, Allah deprives of hidayat and guidance whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاء. Wealth, affluence. This is not a biological coincidence or accident. This is not which family you are born in. It's not dependent on your business acumen. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاء. This is the distribution of Allah. وَيَقْدِرْ. Want, poverty, need, strife in the hands of Allah. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاء. Kingdom in the hands of Allah. تَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءَ. It being snatched away in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ. Happiness in the hands of Allah. أَبَكَ. Sadness in the hands of Allah. أَمَاتَ. Death in the hands of Allah. أَحْيَا. Life in the hands of Allah. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah belongs the kingdom, the dominion, the ownership of the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants. Sometimes they want male children, female children are coming. Sometimes they want female children, male children are coming. Sometimes they don't want children, practicing contraceptive, and yet children are coming. Sometimes they want children, going to this IVF expert, this fertility expert, yet no children are coming. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants. He gives males to whom He wants, females to whom He wants. Gives pairs to whom He wants, makes barren whom He wants. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has total knowledge, total qudrat over His creation. يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Recipients of Allah's mercy whom He wants. يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Recipient of Allah's help whom He wants. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ. That happens which Allah wants. In the manner Allah wants. In the time Allah wants. Not before Allah wants. Not after Allah wants. Not less than that which Allah wants. Not more than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ. And that which Allah doesn't want. All the forces, all the armies, all the governments, all the technologies of this world can get together. Lam yakun, it will never happen. Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the first fundamental basic sabak ta'aleem of every Nabi of Allah. To break down the idols, to break down the reliance, the trust, the ability of this heart to take effect from any entity besides Allah. Look at the manner in which Quran calls out, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. Whoever you will turn to, whoever you will stretch your hand out to, whoever you will plead for help to, whoever you will have this concept or idea that that entity can meet my need, can solve my problem, If you look at this expression, La ilaha illallah, normally what we translate, La ilaha illallah, there is no deity, there is no God, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. If you look at this word, ilah, ulama explained it comes from the word Aliha Ya'la. What does Aliha Ya'la mean? At the time of need, at the time of difficulty, at the time of strife, at the time of hardship, that entity which your heart turns to, with this conviction that that entity can solve my problem or address my need, that is your ilah. If you are sick and first the heart goes to the doctor or to medicine, that has become the ilah. If you have some financial difficulty and the first entity your heart turns to is the bank manager or some financial institution or your neighbor or your friend, that has become your ilah. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, this was the first effort. Break down this concept or idea that in the heavens and in the earth, there is any entity besides Allah that can benefit me, or that can harm me, or that can solve my problem. Allah begins His kalam. Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika Al-Kitab. This is the book, La Rayba Fi. Allahu Akbar. Look at the manner in which Allah introduces His kalam. First expression, La Rayba Fi. There is no doubt in this. English language, unfortunately, is a very limited language. We have one word for doubt. However, there are different varying levels and degrees of doubt. Sometimes it's a very small doubt. Sometimes it's a minute doubt. We find in Arabic, depending on the level or the degree of the doubt, there is a different word. One is what we call shak. English will translate doubt. Balhum fi shakkim minha, balhum minha amun. However, understand it by way of example. Sometimes you're going somewhere, 60% your mind is telling you turn right. 40% turn left. In other words, there is a slight doubt. 40% one direction, 60% the other direction. That is called shak. Then sometimes it's 80% leaning one way, 20% the other way. In other words, a lesser degree of doubt. This in Arabic is called mirya. فَلَا تَكُوْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّنْهَا. Then there is an even slighter level of doubt. Every day you go home, you reach the last intersection, your house is on the right, you know it. One day there was a storm, power outage, there was no lights, whatever it may have been. You got to the last intersection and just for 1 second, 2 or 3%, the thought came, maybe I have to turn left. 95-97% you knew right. This is rayb. When Allah begins His kalam, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابْ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. There isn't even an iota of doubt in this Quran. To doubt one letter, one nukta, one harf of this Quran is kufr. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. And ulama explained that to benefit from this Quran, to benefit from this kalam, you have to come onto La Rayba Fi before you can benefit from Quran. Otherwise, in first world countries, sometimes you visit universities, the dean of the Islamic faculty is a Jew or a Christian. Sometimes the Jewish scholar or Christian scholar can write a more detailed commentary on the Quran than you and I. But he is deprived of the benefit of the Quran. Why? Because he has not come unto La Rayba Fi. La Rayba Fi, Allah is one La Rayba Fi. The road to success is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la rayba fi. Wa inna ad-dar al-akhirah lahi al-hayawan, akhirah is asal, la rayba fi. Wa mal hayatud dunya illa mata'ul ghurur, the life of this dunya is a deception, la rayba fi. Yamhaqullahu ar-riba, You've got enough for the down payment. And the rent, monthly rental income will meet the installments. So outwardly, logically, it's a win-win situation. How can you lose? That document of riba is prepared, presented in a nice way. Now you must sign on the dotted line. But when you are signing, what are you signing? You're not entering into some financial transaction. What are you signing? فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِخَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. When you will sign on that dotted line, you are signing a declaration and a writ of war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La rayba fi, there is no doubt in this. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah will destroy riba. La rayba fi. يُرْبِ الصَّدَقَات. Sadaqat will be multiplied. La rayba fi. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ. لا ريب فيه وتفاخر بينكم لا ريب فيه وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد لا ريب فيه كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما لا ريب فيه وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان لا ريب فيه وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور لا ريب فيه. This is كلام الله. This is kalamullah. To benefit from it, you have to come onto this verse. La rayba fi. There is absolutely no doubt in it. Hudal lil muttaqeen. It is hidayat. It is guidance. It is hidayat for whom? For the people of taqwa. Where does taqwa start? Where does iman start? Where does hidayat start? Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaib. Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaib. Normally we translate this. Those who believe in the unseen. Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaib. This translation doesn't do justice to this expression. Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaib. Farsalakar arshtak. From the earth to the arsh of Allah. How many creation of Allah? We can't count Allah's creation. Spiders is one insect. They say there are 10,000 different species of spiders. There's one spider that lives in the water. Half the web is under the water, half the web is above the water. The half of the web that's under the water is waterproof. And the half that is above catches oxygen and transfers it to the section underneath the water. Tiny makhluk of Allah, yet such intelligence Allah has given that spider. Textile engineer in the darkness, it is said the web which the spider weaves or spins. The hardest element or metal known to man is steel. Steel of the same thinness or width of the web of the spider, it is said the web of the spider is 4,000 times stronger than steel. Where does this tiny makhluk get this type of intelligence? Ants. How many ants are there? In the jungles of Africa, you'll observe, if you look at the homes of the ants, this tiny makhluk, yet when it builds its home, cognizance is taken of the direction where the sun rises, where the sun sets. Ventilation system, sewage disposal system. Just now Jummah Salah took place. Imam Sahib had to make announcement, by Safe Sidi Farmai, make yourself straight. We hear it again and again. Sawu sufufakum. Sawu sufufakum. Oli la yukhalifannallahu bayna qulubikum. This is a great warning from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi said, make yourself straight. If you will not make yourself straight in salah, Allah will create mukhalafat and disunity in your hearts. Yet despite having such intelligence, so difficult it is for us to make substrate. Ant, such a tiny makhluk, the eyesight of the ant is limited. It can only see perhaps 1 centimeter in front of it. Yet, complete darkness, hundreds of ants will be traveling, yet they will be traveling in a perfectly straight line. This defies logic. It's not possible. This is inspiration from Allah. That a makhluk with limited eyesight can travel in a straight line. Today you get youngsters, they go to the gym. They take this protein shake and that formula, and they're pumping iron. MashaAllah, some places the gym has become more pabandi to visit the gym than the masjid also. Why are we building up the abs, the biceps and the triceps? Yet how physically strong, how much physical strength can you develop? If you weigh 100 kilos, can you lift 100 kilos? Tiny makhluk of Allah, that ant, it is said it can lift 50 times its body weight. The front of the ant are two hairs. It is said certain ants, when they hatch from the egg, fitratan Allah has made it such that the head is larger than the rest of the body. These are the security or the security ants. No one has brought a mirror in front of the ant and showed it that, you know what, your head is bigger than the rest of your body, so you are in security. Automatically that knowledge is there. And what these ants do at the entrance to the home of the ants, those with the large heads, they lock their heads together. Then if in Blackburn there's a million ants, or maybe a billion ants, Allah knows best. At the head of each ant there are two hairs, two strands, two fibers. And these fibers, or these strands at the head of the ant, they vibrate at a certain frequency. This is the locking mechanism, knock knock. Like somebody goes and presses the bell. Sometimes if your neighbor's bell, in England, mashallah, houses are very close. So sometimes your neighbor's bell sounds like your bell. Neighbor's bell is ringing, you're going to open your door. Tell him, by Allah, ke waste, change your ringtone. Cell phone also. What's the population? Yet to find a distinctive ring has become difficult. If there are 1 trillion ants in Blackburn, by the qasam of my Allah, the vibration of these two hairs of no two ants is the same. And these security ants, these ants come, they vibrate their hair on the head of these ants, and straight away they know, this one belongs to our colony, this one doesn't belong. If it belongs, the entrance is open, it enters. If it doesn't belong, rejected. Sometimes stubbornness Allah has created in ants also. Insan to a far bigger degree, unfortunately. Nevertheless, sometimes the ant insists it wants to enter, but it doesn't belong to this colony. Then what happens? They send for another type of ant. This ant, fitratan, its tail is larger than its rest of its body. The tail serves as a torpedo. These are the soldier ants. They fling their tails to chase away the imposters. Such complexity Allah has kept in one makhluk. Yet it is said if the nervous system of 100 million ants are put together, it won't weigh even 20 grams also. How many makhluk of Allah are they? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. Where does hidayat start? Where does taqwa start? Where does iman start? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. That from the earth to the arsh of Allah, whether it is the ants, whether it is the spiders, whether it is the animals, whether it is the birds, whether it is the insects, whether it is insan, whether it is jinnat, multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of Allah's creation. From the earth to the arsh of Allah, what is Quran telling us? Where does hidayat start? Where does iman start? Where does taqwa start? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. From the earth to the arsh of Allah, everything is dead. Nothing moves, nothing stops moving. Nothing lives, nothing dies. Nothing advances, nothing declines. Except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. One Allah alone is doing. Walladhina tad'una min dunih. Walladhina tad'una min dunih. Look at the vehemence, the authority contained in this expression of Quran. Allah says, whoever you will stretch your hand out to, whoever you will turn to solve your problem or to address your need, whoever you will develop this conviction in your heart that that entity has the capability or ability to benefit or harm me or to address my need, whoever it may be, whether it is insignificant like an ant or as large as Jibreel, whether it's a pebble or a mountain, whether it's a speck of dust or a desert, whether it's a wisp of air, whether it's a raging tornado, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ, any entity you will turn to besides Allah, مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِطْمِيرٍ. Ramadan just passed. England, mashallah, 19, 20 hour rozas in some places. So at the time of iftar, you'll be very hungry. Sometimes, in our zealousness, out of the hunger, we chew the date. Then, after you finish eating the meat of the date, there is the seed. Around that seed is a tiny film. If you suck hard enough, that film will break off from the seed. That film that is attached to the seed of the date, in Arabic, that is called qitmir. So what is Quran saying? What is Allah saying? Any entity that you will stretch your hand out to, min duni, besides Allah, ma yamlikuna min qitmir, that entity does not even own the peel that is covering the seed of the date. In tad'uhum la yasma'u du'akum, beg them, beseech them, turn to them, call to them, la yasma'u du'akum, they will never hear you. وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ, even if they hear you, they will never respond to you. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ ضُرِبَ مَثَلْ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, O people, an example, a parable is being expounded to you. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Quran does not say fasma'u, listen. Allah says fastami'u. Fastami'u. What does this fastami'u mean? Layman's terms? Layman's terms? Dil or dimag ke saath. With your heart and your mind listen. Sometimes a person is listening, surface listening. Ijtima is going to start now. Our elders that have made such qurbani and sacrifice have come. Bayanat will be given. This is the test. One is physically to be present in the bayan. That is the first hurdle. More important than physical presence is for the heart to be present. And don't have this idea or mindset, I'm digressing, my respected brothers. Don't have this idea and mindset that mashallah, if I'm sleeping in the bayan, this is some great achievement. Like a lot of times, person is sleeping, bhai, kya kar rahe, bhai? Sit with mujahada, pay attention. What he says, Sakina is coming down. Sakina is coming down. Maulana Nazrul Rahman sahab, Daum Barakat, one of our elders from Raiwin, he says, the road by which the heart of a person is affected are four. The road to hidayat is four things: what you see, what you hear, what you speak, and what you think about. This affects the heart. What you are looking at, what you are listening to, what you are speaking about, what you are thinking about, constantly. This is affecting the heart. These are the four roads to the heart. He says when a person is sleeping, all four roads are closed. So it is impossible for the heart of that person to be affected, and you say this is sakina. This is not sakina. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. Allah is that being that sends down sakina on the hearts of the believers. And what is the effect of the sakina? Iman increases. Iman increases. ضُرِبَ مَثَل. An example is being expounded. Allah says, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَا. Listen, kaan khol kar sun lo. Listen with the ears of the heart. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, any entity that you will stretch your hand out to besides Allah. Besides Allah, any entity. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. 14 centuries ago, this verse was revealed. Allah does not choose a complex creation. Allah chooses perhaps the most insignificant of creations, the fly. And Allah says, any entity that you will turn to besides Allah, لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا. It is impossible, inconceivable that they will create even one fly. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even if they pool their resources. 14th century ago, this challenge was given by the Quran. That no matter how far mankind may advance technologically or scientifically, they can pool their resources. They can claim to have reached the heights of knowledge. But they will not have the capability and the ability to even create one fly. Forget creating the fly. وَيَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا. Allahu Akbar. What does Allah say? If the fly has to steal something from them. Like in Urdu, they give this example when a person is very miserly, bakhil. They say, makki chus. What this literally translates means he'll squeeze the oil out of a fly. Bukhal bakhili. I'm digressing. Khaslatan. Khaslatan. La yajtami'an fi mu'min. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said there are two qualities. There are two qualities. La yajtami'an. They will never come together in a mu'min. Iman and these two qualities will never come together. It's like oil and water. Iman and these two qualities will never come together. Al-bukhl wa su'ul khuluq. What are these two qualities? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one is miserliness. Miserliness and bad akhlaq and character. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِسْتَخْلَصَ هَذَا الدِّينَ لِنَفْسِي إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِسْتَخْلَصَ هَذَا الدِّينَ لِنَفْسِي وَلَا يَسْلُحُ لِهَذَا الدِّينَ إِلَّا السَّخَاء وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقْ أَلَا فَزَيِّنُوا دِينَكُمْ بِهِمَا. Tabligh, my respected brothers, is not only bayans. Tabligh is akhlaq. Tabligh is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remember a few years ago, Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his qabr with noor. Just before Hajj, in Madinah Munawwara, one day in Masjid Nabawi, he caught hold of my hand. And he said, Maulana, go and tell our satis, go to the whole world and tell them, that on a boiling hot day when you see somebody eating ice cream, he's eating the ice cream, you are feeling the heat, you are sweating, perspiring. He is eating the ice cream, but just looking at him, you start salivating. He is eating the ice cream and you are salivating. He said, go and tell them that if they will bring alive the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the disbelievers of the world, just looking at them, their mouths will salivate to enter into Islam. Such akhlaq and character, such compassion, such kindness. And an integral part of akhlaq, my respected brothers, is this quality of generosity. My Nabi, particularly Sahaba, used to say, Ajwadun Nas, Ajwadun Nas. He was the most generous of people. In the month of Ramadan, which just passed, Sahaba say, Ajwadun Nas min ar-rihil mursala. He would be more generous than the blowing wind also. One riwayat it comes, that one occasion somebody brought 30,000 dinars and presented it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He put it on a cloth in front of him, and what happened? Straight away, someone came, he gave him some, then he gave the next person, then he gave the next person, then he gave the next person. In a short while, everything would be given. Nothing you would keep back. That level of generosity. Allah has chosen this deen, deen-e-Islam. Huwa sammakumul muslimin, samma nafsahu salam, wa samma ummati al muslimin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah named himself salam, Allah named my ummat muslimin. Allah has chosen this deen. What does it mean to be Muslim? It means to identify yourself with that deen which Allah has chosen. In other words, you are the people of Allah. You are the people of Allah. إن الله استخلص هذا الدين لنفسه. And then my Nabi went on, what did he say? It does not behove one to identify himself with Islam and say I am a Muslim, except that he has two qualities in him, as-sakha, generosity, wa husnul khuluq, and good akhlaq. The nature of man generally is to lean towards bakhili and miserliness. This fitratan. The nature leans towards miserliness. Generosity has to be developed. We have to make mujahada. We have to develop this quality. And this is such a quality, Allahu Akbar. One is Jannat. And then there is what we call VIP Jannat. Nowadays when these frivolous sports activities take place, what people say with pride, I've got season tickets. Then somebody has even more pride, he says, you know, I'm special, I got entry into the box, VIP box. So like that Jannat, there is Jannat, then there is VIP Jannat. VIP Jannat is Firdaus. خَلَقَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ بِيَدِهِ. In the hadith it comes, خَلَقَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ بِيَدِهِ. Allah created Firdaus with His own hands. Whatever this means, Allah knows best. This is just an indication of the maqam of this Jannat. One riwayat it comes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَدْخُلُ جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فِي الْيَوْمِ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتِ فَيَقُولُ إِزْدَادِي طِيبًا لِأَوْلِيَائِي إِزْدَادِي حُسْنًا لِأَوْلِيَائِي. Allah enters Firdaus 5 times every day. And Allah says to this Jannat, become even more beautiful. Become even more beautiful. Become even more fragrant. Analyze this. The women of this Jannat are getting, every day, are getting 5 times more beautiful. The palaces 5 times more beautiful. The rivers and streams 5 times more beautiful. The fruits and bounties of this Jannat 5 times more beautiful. In this world, people try to make themselves more beautiful, more attractive. Sometimes a woman sits in front of the mirror. What is she going to use? Cosmetics, chemicals. If they want to take it to another stage, they're going to use surgical intervention. Behind it is what? I want to look. We shouldn't be saying women. Nowadays, musibat is, the other day, I remember I went one place, was written, Gents Beauty Parlor. Gents Beauty Parlor. Allahu Akbar. Jab karne ke kaam nahi karenge, to phir na karne ke kaam karenge. If the ummah won't do what it is supposed to do, will end up doing what it is not supposed to do. Sahaba are probably turning over in their graves. Men trying to look more beautiful. When Allah speaks of men, Allah says, Rijal, Sadaqu min al-mu'minina Rijal, Sadaqu ma'ahadu Allah alayhi, faminhum man qada nahba, wa minhum man yantadhir, wa ma baddalu tabdeela. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. These are men whom Quran describes. They have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. Some have fulfilled, some are waiting. They will never move away from this. Men, engagement in trade and commerce will never make them ghafil or negligent of the establishment of salah and the paying of zakat. Why? يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا. They fear a day, تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ, that the hearts and minds of men will be overturned on that day. Men, nevertheless, like we said, it's easier to use females as examples. Somebody sitting in front of the mirror, using cosmetics, whatever it is, painting themselves to look more beautiful. Eventually there will be a cut-off point. Someone will say, bhai, you know what, now if you're going to put any more cosmetic, you're going to start looking ugly, stop. There's a cut-off point. How much more beautiful are you going to make yourself? Yet the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this jannat, the women 5 times every day more beautiful. The palaces 5 times every day more beautiful. For how long? What is the age of this universe? Allah knows best. Scientists estimate. True or untrue, Allah knows best. But because it doesn't contradict any direct principle of Quran and Hadith, hypothetically, let us accept what they say. They estimate the age of this universe to be 14 billion years. 14 billion years. What does this Hadith mean in the light of that? That for the last 14 billion years, every day, this Jannat is getting 5 times more beautiful. What type of a Jannat is being made? What type of a place is this? And yet it comes in the riwayat that Allah created Firdaus. And then Allah said, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي by the qasam of my dignity and my honor, لَا يُجَاوِزُنِي فِيكِ بَخِيل a miserly person will never enter you. A miserly person will never enter Firdaus. Akhlaq, generosity is an integral part of akhlaq, my respected brothers. And it is an integral part of tabligh. A Muslim is a generous person. Allahu Akbar. Ulama say, Allah loves generosity. Generosity is a tree. It is a tree. The roots are in Jannat, the branches are in this world. The more generous a person becomes, he links and attaches himself to this tree from Jannat. And miserliness is a tree of Jahannam, the branches of which are in this world. Allah protect us. Even kafir person that was generous, ulama say the rope Allah would give him was more. Example they give, there was one king, Yunus Poona sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of our elders, very often when he used to come to South Africa, he used to give the example of this king, Khusru Parvez. He was known for his generosity. Ulama have written that despite the fact that he was a kafir, Allah gave him a long rulership because of his generosity. There was one fisherman. One day he caught a fish and he thought to himself, let me give it to the king as hadiah. So he brought the fish, presented it. Like I said, this was a generous man. He became so happy that he ordered the treasurer to give him 4,000 dinars, 4,000 coins of gold. This man, his whole life was made now. 4,000 coins of gold, he won't have to work another day in his life. He's collecting everything happily, he's going. The wife comes to the king, what is wrong with you? Tere akal ko kya ho gaya? You gave him so much, you have got courtiers. You've got ministers, if you gave a fisherman 4,000 dinars, they're going to expect much more from you. Take it back. A lot of times people say, I am the boss in my house. I have my wife's permission to say so. This is the king, but he had to listen to his wife. The other day someone sent me one message. This person went into a bookshop and he said, I'm looking for a book. They asked, what's the title? He said, husband, master of the house. They said, fiction and comics are upstairs. That is why one of our ustads used to say, the only time any woman will have anything good to say about her husband is before marriage and after he dies. In between, very little, unlikely. Why? Because in our homes that akhlaq and character is not there. Nevertheless, that's another topic. You're not going to go into the details. The queen comes to him, take it back. He says, I'm going to take it back. I gave it to him. What the people are going to say? She says, I've got a plan. Call him and ask him, is the fish that he gave you male or female? If he says male, tell him you wanted female. If he says female, tell him you wanted male. So in any case, he sends back for him. That fisherman gets worried, but he wasn't an ordinary fisherman, intelligent guy. So nevertheless, when he comes, the king asks him, was the fish that you gave me male or female? He says, Badshah Salamat, you are my king. Aqa. My master, how could I give you an ordinary fish? This fish was between male and female. So he got so happy, he ordered the treasurer to give him another 4,000 dinar. Now while he's taking this away, one or two coins fell down. He didn't even leave that, he picked that up also. Now the queen is very angry, upset. What's wrong with you? You gave him another 4,000 dinar. Take it back. How am I going to take it back? She says, didn't you see? Even the one or two coins that fell down, he didn't even leave that. Call him, tell him he's a miser, take everything back. So the king summons the fisherman. Now he's even more worried. So when he comes in front of the king says, what's wrong with you? What kind of a miser you are? I gave you so much, next five generations won't have to work. You didn't even leave the one or two coins that fell down. He says, Badshah Salamat, Aqa, please. I didn't pick it up because I felt I needed it. Your picture is on it. Toheen ho raha hai. Your name is being disgraced. What happens if somebody has to walk on it? I couldn't tolerate that. That's why I picked that one up also. He became so happy, he ordered another 4,000 to be given. So eventually the advisors went to the king and said, if you carry on listening to your wife, the whole treasury will get empty. Rather just leave it the way it is. But, ulama say, because of his generosity, this is such a quality that the rope that Allah gives a generous person is that much longer. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person comes, Ya Rasulullah, give me something. Whatever he had given it. Mindi shay. He says to this person, I have nothing. I have nothing but walakin ibta alayya fa idha ja'ana shay'un qadaynahu. Allahu Akbar. I have nothing, yet given away everything. Yet what does he say to this person? Go into the marketplace. Purchase whatever you need on my name. Tell the trader that I will pay the debt. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he couldn't bear this, that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is incurring such difficulty upon himself. When he had, he gave it. What is the need now to incur debt? He says, Ya Rasulullah, ma kallafaka Allahu ala ma la taqdir. Allah has not commanded you with that which is beyond your ability. Allah has not commanded you with that which is beyond your ability. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part of his akhlaq and character, my respected brothers, was that he was an open book. Not like you and I, one face and a different agenda. Simple example, sometimes a person was in hospital, he was sick, or he was out in the path of Allah for a long time. Now he returns home, obviously, the sparks of love and attraction between husband and wife, because of separation, they say separation makes the heart grow fonder. So he's happy. He's at home. The wife also prepared herself. He was out for 4 months or long time or whatever it is. Now he gets ready, looking forward to the evening, and just before he can start anything, the doorbell rings. Looks through the people and he sees one friend of his who normally doesn't sit for 5 and 10 minutes. He sits for hours. Now he's thinking to himself, "Yeh musibat aa gaya." What plans he had and all his plans are being disrupted. In his heart, there is a great level of revulsion, yet when he opens the door, Assalamu alaikum, welcome, how are you, so long since I seen you. Smiling on the one side, inside something else. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not like that. Sahaba say he was an open book. When my Nabi would become angry, they say his cheeks would turn red. Comes in the riwayat, كَأَنَّمَا فُقِيَ فِي وَجِهِ حَبَّةُ الرُّمَّانِ, as if someone had sprinkled pomegranate juice on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Umar said this, مَا كَلَّفَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا لَا تَقْدِرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah has not commanded you with that which is beyond your ability. Nabi Salaam became very upset with this response. Umar was not looking at the face of Rasulullah Salaam. Another sahabi was seeing this. He could see the effect of what Umar was saying was having on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba, like I said, were not like you and I. When there's a fire burning, we throw petrol and make it worse. No. They used to throw water when there's a fire burning. So when the sahabi saw this, immediately he said, Anfiq ya Rasulullah. Anfiq ya Rasulullah. Wala taqsha min dhil arshi iqlala. Spend, O Nabi of Allah, spend. And do not fear any shortage from the owner of the arsh. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard this, he started smiling. And he said, Bihadha umirtu. Bihadha umirtu. Allah has commanded me with this. Allah has commanded me with this. Safwan bin Umayyah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, take, there was two mountains, a valley full of goats and sheep. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is yours. He went back to his people and he said, accept Islam, because only the heart of a Nabi can be satisfied and happy with this level of generosity. One Sahabi went to his people, Aslim, فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدْ يُعْطِي أَطَاعَ مَنْ لَا يَخْشَى فَاقَ. He said, oh my people, accept Islam, because in Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've seen a man who spends like one who does not fear poverty. أَنْفِقْ يُنْفَقْ عَلَيْكَ. Anfiq yunfaq alayk nuskha. Nabawi nuskha and prescription. My respected brothers, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie or exaggeration passed through the Mubarak lips of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did my Nabi say? Ma naqasa malu abdin min sadaqa. No person became poor through charity. Spend, Allah will spend on you. Spend, Allah will spend on you. Coming back to this example. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ دُرِبَ مَثَلْ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Allah says, whoever you will turn to besides Allah, understand Allah's greatness. This was the day and night of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, to break down the idols, the reliance, the trust, the dependence of every entity besides Allah, and to bring Allah in this heart. As Imam Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, all the gutters and all the stench and all the filth and all the darkness of the world put together is not equal to the darkness and the filth and the stench in that heart which, in that heart in which there is ghairullah. Allah's ghair has to come out. Today the person is in sajda. Outwardly he is in sajda. The forehead is on the ground. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلُ وَهُوَ سَاجِدُ. What did my Nabi say? You cannot go closer. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. Yet, the forehead is making sajda before Allah. And the heart? We have erected idols. Idols of commerce. Idols of industry. Idols of dollars and pounds. Idols of gold and silver. So that outwardly the forehead is making sajda before Allah. The heart is making sajda to these idols. We have to break these idols down. The doer is Allah. The maker is Allah. The giver is Allah. The controller is Allah. Mu'izz is Allah. Mudhill is Allah. Sami' is Allah. Basir is Allah. Adil is Allah. Hakam is Allah. Latif is Allah. Khabir is Allah. Khafid is Allah, Rafi is Allah. The giver Allah, the taker Allah, the one who brings up Allah, the one who brings down Allah. In the heavens, in the earth, nothing can benefit or harm without the permission of Allah. This was the day and night of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is that which Quran again and again sounds out. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. الله أكبر. Know and understand, it is only Allah. It is only Allah. It is only Allah. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Al-Hayy, Al-Qayyum, living is Allah. Hayyun qabla kulli hayy. Hayyun ba'da kulli hayy. Hayyun fawqa kulli hayy. Hayyun yumitu kulla hayy. Hayyun la yushbihuhu hayy. Lam yazal wa la yazal. Living before every living. Living after every living. Living above every living. Living he will give death to every living. Living there is nothing living that is like Allah. Lam yazal wa la yazal. Allah was forever. Allah will be forever. What do we have at our disposal to describe Allah? Words. Words are makhluk. Alphabet is makhluk. This word Allah is forever. Forever, what does it mean? If you analyze this word forever, my respected brothers, understand that which is makhluk can never do haq to describe, can never do haq to describing Khaliq. Forever, what does it mean? Very, 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 very long period of time. Allah is above time. Allah has created time. Time is Allah's makhluk. لا يحويه مكان لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Allah is there, but Allah does not occupy space. Allah is above that. Allah is there, Allah is free, park of shape. Allah is spark of form, Allah is spark of color, Allah is spark of direction, Allah has created this, Allah is Rabb of this. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain, Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Maghareb, Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim, East, West, North, South, Above, Below, Aynama Tuwallu Fathamma Wajhullah. Turn in any direction and you will find Allah. Allah is Rabb of all this. لا يشتمل عليه الزمان. Allah is free of time. 100 years ago now and 100 years from now, that is for you and I. Past tense, present tense, future tense, that is for you and I. Ashab Kahf, today is the day of Jumu'ah. I remember 2 months ago, Hazrat Ibrahim Sahab, down the rakat when he was in South Africa. Few of his bayans I translated. He mentioned this hadith 2 or 3 times where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-khayru kathir. Al-khayru kathir. The avenues of earning good are many. Abwab of khayr are many. Opportunities are many. But what is the tragedy? Qalilun fa'iluhu. Very few will take advantage. This day of Jumu'ah, Surah Kahf, Allahu Akbar, what will Allah give us? According to the hadith, from the earth till the arsh of Allah, a pillar of light will be erected. And from this Jummah to the next Jummah, every sin will be forgiven. Khayru kathir. In Surah Kahf, there is a mention of those youngsters, Ashabi Kahf, the youngsters of the cave. They went to sleep. When they woke up, they started asking, conversation ensued. How long did we sleep? وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْدَ يَوْمٍ How long did we sleep? How long is it possible to sleep? 6 hours? 8 hours? 10 hours? 12 hours? Youngsters nowadays, mashallah, they can sleep very long. But you'll get hungry, you'll get thirsty, the back will pain, head will pain, side will pain. How long can you sleep? Nevertheless, someone said we slept for 1 day. Someone said we slept for a portion of 1 day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَمِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا Quran tells us they slept for 309 years. 309 years, but what is astonishing? That youngster, hypothetically, that went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later, his age is not 324, his age is still 15. Why? Because outside the cave, the clock ticked. Inside the cave, Allah stopped time. Time is Allah's makhluk. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Isa alayhi salam, Allah raised him. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ They did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. The affair was confused for them. He was raised up. More than 600 years passed, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's advent. From that time, another 1400 years, 2000 years have passed. قُرْبُ السَّاعَةِ close to Qiyamah, Isa alayhi salam will be brought down again. Allahu Akbar, when Allah raised him, he was 33 years of age. 2000 years plus later, his age will still be 33. Time is Allah's makhluk. These are words. We cannot possibly comprehend the greatness of Allah. One ordinary Bedouin, Arab. Arab, we find the expression in riwayat, Arab, what does it mean? Nomadic background. Desert dweller. No formal education. Simple person. He walks into Masjid and Nabawi raises his hands. Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned this riwayat in his Hayatul Sahaba. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wala tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wala yasifuhu al-wasifun, wala tughayyiruhu al-hawadith, ولا يخشى الدوائر. يا من يعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومكائيل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورق الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار. ولا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في قعره ولا جبل ما في وعره. الله أكبر. Ordinary Bedouin. Yet look at the manner in which he describes Allah. When the nur of Iman enters this heart, don't be deceived. PhDs and degrees are not necessarily a sign of intelligence. Intelligence is Allah's marifat. Intelligence is the nur of Iman. Intelligence is to understand who is Allah, the sifat of Allah, the attributes of Allah. Jahalat, Allahu Akbar, my respected brothers, don't be deceived. That nation that hears the azan and that call, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than any business or any earning or any livelihood or any attraction. Khayal al-salah, khayal al-falah. That call, if it falls on deaf ears, more jahil and more ignorant than that nation, there is no one. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jahalat is jahalat of Jannat. Jahalat is jahalat of Jahannam. Ordinary Bedouin, look at the manner in which he praises my Allah. Ya man la tarahul uyun. Ya man la tarahul uyun, O my Allah, your greatness is such that the eyeballs cannot see you. Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah. Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. O my Allah, reveal yourself to me, I want to look at you. Lan tarani, walakin anzur ilal jabal. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلْ جَعْلَهُ دَكَّى وَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَائِقًا. Oh my Allah, I want to see you. Allah says, لَن تَرَانِي مُوسَى. That is not possible in this world. وَلَكِنْ ذُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلْ. Look at the mountain. If the mountain can bear my tajalli, then you will be able to see me. When Allah directed his tajalli towards that mountain, ja'alahu dakka wa kharra Musa sa'iqa, the mountain was rent asunder and Musa alayhi salam fell down unconscious. One narration, it comes, sanad is weak. Ya Musa, innahu la yarani hayyun illa mat wala ratbun إلا تفرق ولا يابس إلا تدحدها. لا يراني إلا في الجنة التي لا تموت أعينهم ولا تبلى أجسامهم. That, oh Musa, no living in this world will see me, but he will die. No fresh will see me, but he will perish. No dry will see me, but he will wither. Only the people of Jannat will be able to see me. Because there the eyeballs will not die and the bodies will not perish. This eyesight, I am looking at you. It is said 1 millimeter of the eye can contain 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. In each eye, Allah has placed 130 million receptors for light. Call it light bulbs. 130 million light bulbs in each eye. At the back of the eye, there is a hole. That hole is the size, what is the size? Quarter of a millimeter. 130 million receptors for light in the front of the eye. Behind them, there is cables. How many cables? 1.3 million cables. Each cable attached to 10 receptors. A cable, 1.3 million wires, is made to pass through a hole. What is the size of the hole? Quarter of a millimeter. Where is this happening? In a laboratory? In a controlled circumstance? Good lighting? No. Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. في ظلمات ثلاث, three layers of darkness. At the back of the eye is the retina. Each time an image falls on the retina, the muscles around the retina flex to clear the retina for the next image. This flexing takes place 100,000 times every day. If the same muscles are to be put into your foot, it is the equivalent of walking 80 kilometers every day. So much of work, the equivalent of walking 80 kilometers every day, the muscles around the eyes are doing. Yet you don't get tired. 10 three-dimensional pictures, 800,000 three-dimensional pictures every day these eyes are taking. What price tag are we going to put on the ni'mats of Allah? A person is able to see because of the nur that Allah has placed in his eye. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, in his tafsir under the commentary of the verse, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ التَّقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ, he mentions the narration of Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that لَوْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ نُورَ جَمِيعَ أَبْصَارِ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ وَالطَّيْرِ وَالدَّوَابِ فِي عَيْنِ عَبْدٍ ثُمَّ كَشَفَ حِجَابًا وَاحِدًا مِنْ سَبْعِينَ حِجَابًا دُونَ الشَّمْسِ لَمَا اسْتَطَاعَ الْعَبْدُ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ إِلَيْهَا. You are able to see because of the nur which Allah has placed in your eye. Ikrama radiallahu anhu says, if Allah had to take the nur, the ability of sight of every insan, every jinnat, every bird, every insect, every animal, pull it together and place it in the eye of one person. Between us and the sun, to protect us, there are 70 veils. If Allah had to remove one veil with the combined eyesight of every makhluk of Allah, this person will not be able to look at the sun. وَنُورُ الشَّمْسِ جُزْءٌ مِّن سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِّن نُورِ الْكُرْسِي. The nur of the sun is only 1/70th of the nur of Allah's kursi. وَنُورُ الْكُرْسِي جُزْءٌ مِّن سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِّن نُورِ الْعَرْشِ. The nur of Allah's kursi is only 1/70th of the nur of Allah's arsh. وَنُورُ الْعَرْشِ جُزْءٌ مِّن سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا مِّن نُورِ السِّتْرِ. And the nur of Allah's arsh is only 1/70th of the nur of one of the 70,000 veils in front of Allah. Ikrama radiallahu anhu says, فَانْذُرْ مَاذَا آتَ اللَّهُ عَبْدَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ وَقْتَ النَّذْرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ عَيَانًا. He says, ponder, reflect, consider, realize that in Jannat, يَا رِضْوَان اِرْفَعِ الْحُجُبْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبِيدِي وَبَيْنَ زُوَّارِي. When Allah will make the announcement, O Ridwan, O keeper of Jannat, remove the veil. Remove the veil between me and my slaves. He says, consider what will be the nur that Allah will place in the eye of the Jannati to enable him to look directly at Allah in Jannat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua, Allahumma rzuqni ladhatan nadri ila wajhik. O Allah, bless me with the ability, grant me the lazzat and the ecstasy of being able to look directly at you in Jannat. The munificence of Allah, the beauty of Allah, the effulgence of Allah. Allama Ghazali rahimahullah has mentioned the riwayat, sanad is da'if, and I'm mentioning it anyway. He says, the first gaze, when the Jannati will look at Allah transfixed by the beauty of Allah, he says the first gaze will last for 800,000 years. 800,000 years. Ya malla tarahul uyun. Oh my Allah, the eyeballs cannot see you. The mind cannot imagine you. The movement and the ravages of time cannot touch or affect you in any way. Oh my Allah, you know the weight of the mountains. You know the measure of the seas. You know the number of rain droplets falling from the heavens. You know the number of leaves on the surface of the earth. One layer of the earth cannot conceal from you what is underneath it. One layer of the heavens cannot conceal from you what is above it. Allahu Akbar, ordinary Bedouin praises Allah in this manner. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Abu Huraira, do we have anything? Abu Huraira says, Ya Rasulullah, there are two coins of gold. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, bring it. Abu Huraira brings it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends for this Bedouin and says, this is hadiah and gift for you. Hadiah and gift for you. Then he asked the Bedouin, that do you know why I am giving you this? He says, Ya Rasulullah, perhaps we are related. Rishtedari ki wajah se. Perhaps we are related. This is why you are giving me this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no. Bihusni thana'ika ala Allah. Because of the beautiful manner in which you praise my Allah. There is no greater welfare work. There is no greater service to humanity. My respected brothers, understand this life is meaningless, useless. That health is useless. Old age is useless. Wealth is useless. Poverty is useless. Every situation, condition and circumstance has zero value in this world if this heart is not attached to Allah. The first basic mujahada and effort of every human being is to connect this heart with Allah. لَيْتَكَ تَخْلُو وَالْحَيَاةُ مَرِيرَةٌ وَلَيْتَكَ تَرْضَى وَالْأَنَامُ غِضَابُ وَلَيْتَ الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ عَامِرُ وَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْعَالَمِينَ خَرَابُ إِذَا سَخَّ مِنْكَ الْوُدْ فَكُلٌّ هَيِّنٌ وَكُلَّ الَّذِي فَوْقَ التُّرَابِ تُرَابُ. Like how the poet puts it beautifully, oh my Allah, if the whole world is against me and you are happy with me, I have lost nothing. Oh my Allah, if every relationship has broken down and my relationship with you is intact, I have lost nothing. إِذَا سَخَّ مِنْكَ الْوُدْ فَكُلٌّ هَيِّنٌ. Oh Allah, if my love for you is intact, then every musibah and every calamity in this world is lightened. وَكُلَّ الَّذِي فَوْقَ التُّرَابِ تُرَابُ أَلَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهَ بَاطِلُ وَكُلُّ نَعِيمٍ لَا مَحَالَةَ زَائِلُ كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. One Allah alone will remain. The first khutbah which my Nabi gave in Madinah Munawwara, this expression is found. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. The one who will correct his relationship with Allah, Allah will correct his relationship with the rest of the creation. This was the sabak of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. This was the day and night of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi, Allahu Akbar. That maqam, that status, that interspersed in the Quran is the zikr, even the mention of the body parts of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alam nashrah laka sadrak, the chest of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak, the back of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La tuharrik bihi lisanak, the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا تمدن عينيك, the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا تجعل يدك, the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مغلولة إلى عنقك, the neck of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قد نرى تقلب وجهك, the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك, the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhal muddathir, the cloak of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qumil layla illa qalila, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila, the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La uqsimu bihadhal balad wa anta hillum bihadhal balad, the land of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yasin wal Qur'anil Hakim, innaka laminal mursaleen, the risalat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somewhere the day, somewhere the night, somewhere the risalat, somewhere the land, somewhere the face, somewhere the tongue, somewhere the eyes, somewhere the heart, somewhere the back, somewhere the hand, somewhere the neck, and then Quran takes the whole thing together. La amruk, by the qasam of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a Nabi this ummat was given. And yet no stone left unturned. What must be the condition of that Mubarak Ruh in Madinah Munawwara? When the Amal of the Summat are being presented. Not ordinary Muhaddiseen, but Muhaddiseen of the caliber of Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah. Allama Ibn Kasir Rahimahullah mentioned this incident. And on their authority I am mentioning it. That one Bedouin comes in front of the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. recites the verse of the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. What does Allah say in the Quran? That, O my Nabi, if they have transgressed upon their souls, if they have made zulm on themselves, a life of sin, جاءوك, then they come to you. Fastaghfirullah, they ask Allah for forgiveness. And you ask for forgiveness on their behalf. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ, they will find Allah very forgiving, very merciful. Saying this, he says, جِئْتُكَ مُقِرًّا بِذُنُوبِي مُسْتَشْفِيًا بِكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. He says, I have come before your Rawdah Mubarak with a life of sins, with a soul that has been blackened with Allah's disobedience. I attest to my sins. I ask Allah for forgiveness, and I am asking you to ask forgiveness on my behalf. And then he praises Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Up till today, he recites four couplets. The first two couplets, if you are observant, we will see in the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the pillars on the right and left. The first two couplets are written up till today. Ya khayra man dufinat fil qa'i azamuhu fataba min tibihin al qa'u wal akamu nafsil fida nafsil fida li qabrin anta sakinuhu فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم أنت الشفيع الذي ترجى شفاعته على الصراط إذا ما زلت القدم وصاحباك لا أنساهما أبدا مني السلام عليكم ما جرى القلم يا خير من دفنت في القاع عظمه. Oh, that ذات and personality who when he was above the ground the whole world became fragrant. Now that he has gone underneath the ground has become fragrant. May my life be sacrificed. Nafsil fida. May my life be sacrificed upon that grave in which you are living. For with you is your generosity and with you is your kindness. Anta shafi'u alladhi. Anta shafi'u alladhi. Turja shafa'atu. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu once, lying with his head in the lap of his wife, he starts crying. She looks at him crying, she also starts crying. Ma yubkik, why are you crying? He asks her. She says, I saw you crying, so I started crying. He says, dhakartu qawla Allahi ta'ala. He says, I remembered the verse of the Quran. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Allah says, without exception. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا, without exception, every person of Iman will have to cross the Sirat. Will have to cross that bridge over Jahannam. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. This is that decree of Allah which will come to pass. No exception. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Then the people of taqwa will be saved. وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. And the zalimeen, Allah protect us, will fall face down into Jahannam. He says, I thought of this verse of the Quran. Abdullah bin Rawaha, Sahabi Rasul. And what is he saying? He says, I thought of this verse of the Quran. I don't know if I will cross or I will fall into Jahannam. Anta shafi'u alladhi turja shafa'atu. It's mentioned in the riwayat. When that bridge is set up, as the ummah is crossing on the side, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be crying. Allahumma sallim sallim. Allahumma sallim sallim. Oh Allah, have mercy on my ummah. Oh Allah, have mercy on my ummah. This Bedouin says, you are that personality without whose intercession I will never cross the sirat. Wa sahibaka la ansahuma abada. And your two companions, let me not forget them also. On one occasion, Rasulullah ﷺ enters the masjid. Right hand side is Abu Bakr. Left hand side is Umar. My Nabi holds the hand of both of them. Raises it up like this. And says, Hakadha nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. Exactly like this. Abu Bakr on my right, Umar on my left, radiallahu anhuma. Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. So he says, وَصَاحِبَاكَ لَا أَنْسَاهُمَا أَبَدًا. Let me not forget your two companions. مِنِّ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمُ مَا جَرَى الْقَلَمُ. What a beautiful analogy he gives. He says, may my salams descend upon you as long as the pens will write, in other words, for perpetuity. Saying this, he wipes his tears and he goes away. Atabi rahimullah is nearby. Atabi dozes off. And he makes ziyarat of Rasulullah ﷺ in his dream. Nabi ﷺ says to him, Atabi, Adrikil Arab, go and find that Bedouin. And tell him that Allah has made his maghfirat. Tell him that Allah has made his maghfirat. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. No stone left unturned. Sacrifice, and then sacrifice, and then sacrifice. One dard, one pain, one concern, one worry. How each person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. How each person can be linked to Allah. Amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, there is one Sahabi that has a unique fazilat. Ulama explain, Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That he is the one Sahabi who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly addressed and said, Ya Mu'adh, inni uhibbuk. Ya Mu'adh, inni uhibbuk. Oh Mu'adh, I love you. Yet 6 months plus minus remain in the sojourn of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this world. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sends Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala to Yemen. Normally, when we are seeing someone off, beloved to us, you'll go to the door, to the car, to the station. Sahabi is on the camel. The Nabi of Allah is walking next to him, giving him hidayat, giving him guidance. He's being sent off in the path of Allah. Allahu Akbar, how long? Ulama mentioned 7 kilometers plus minus. 7 kilometers sending one Sahabi out in the path of Allah. Until he reaches Juruf. When he reaches Juruf, Ya Mu'adh, Asa Allah Talqani Ba'da Aami Hada. Mu'adh, after this year you will see me no more. وَلَعَلَّكَ تَمُرُّ بِمَسْجِدِ هَذَا وَبِقَبْرِ. Mu'adh, when you come back to Medina, you will not find me, you will find my qabr. And you will find my masjid. This was the greatest qurbani for Sahaba. To give up their homes, to give up their families, this was easy. To give up the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the hardest qurbani for them. فَبَكَى مُعَاذْ جَشْعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Mu'adh burst into tears over the pain of separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Mu'adh, la tabki. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns his face towards Medina, averts his face away from Mu'adh. Why? So that if Mu'adh could see the tears on the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this would exacerbate his grief. So he turns his face away. Mu'adh, don't cry. And then nuskha nabawi prescription is given to the ummah till qiyamah. Whoever, wherever, however, whether in America, Australia, Europe, Asia or Africa, whether 10 centuries or 14 centuries or 1,000 centuries away from Medina, whoever, wherever, inna awlan nasi bi al-muttaqoon, man kanu wa haythu kanu, whoever and wherever will be close to me, will be close to me, will be close to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world and in akhirat, if you will come unto taqwa. If you will make your day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your fikr and cry that of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muaz bin Jabal, when he goes to Yemen, the first thing that he says, that which no other ummah said, no other ummah was given this sharafat and honor, Ya Ahl al-Yaman, Ya Ahl al-Yaman, Ana Rasulu Rasulillahi ilaykum, Ana Rasulu Rasulillah, I am the Rasul of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who has been sent to you. I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah. Ulama ikram explain, Rasulullah, this laqab, this title, messenger of Allah, what is the amal that is its mistaq? What is the amal that is the living reality of Rasulullah? It is this amal of da'wat and tabligh, this dard, this pain, this cry, that unfortunately has come out of the ummah today. That cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that would color everything. When he would speak with that dard. When he would approach his sahaba, he would approach with that dard. Hind bin Abi Hala, when he is asked to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does he say? Kana da'im al-fikri wal-ahzan. Laysat lahu raha. My Nabi was always in fikr, always in gham, always in worry. Laysat lahu raha. Allah's mercy, my respected brothers. The ummah is in parashani. The ummah is in difficulty. The ummah is in hardship. Understand, the doors of Allah's mercy are open. Turn to Allah. Beg from Allah. Allah is waiting. When will we knock the door of Allah? Cry before Allah. Cry before Allah. That one tear of nadamat and regret that we will shed, by the qasam of my Allah, 100 years gunegar, 100 years gunegar, one tear of regret, Allah will wipe away the 100 years of sins. Wala ubali, it will not matter to Allah. Such is the mercy of Allah. The need, the cry, the call of this hour is for this ummah to turn back to Allah. Come back onto the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His night, his cry, his fikr. Look at the manner in which our mother, just one night, Muslim Sharif riwayat, and this I will terminate. Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother describes, she says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the musalla, crying before Allah. She says his whole body was shaking. Tears pouring down the cheeks, into the beard, from the beard onto the ground. Sobbing and crying. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Oh Allah, my ummat. Oh Allah, my ummat. Oh Allah, my ummat. He says, Ibrahim alayhi salam said to you, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ أَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Those who will follow me, they are from me. And those who will disobey me, you are Ghafurur Rahim. Forgive them if you want. Take them to task if you want. Isa Ruhullah said to you, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh my Allah, if you forgive them, they are your slaves. Oh Allah, if you punish them, they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, then you are mighty and wise. And then he went on, Aisha radiallahu anha says, he said, Ya Allah, I'm not saying to you like Ibrahim Khalilullah said. And I'm not saying to you like Isa Ruhullah said. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Oh Allah, my ummat. Oh Allah, my ummat. Oh Allah, my ummat. Our elders are saying, my respected brothers, this ijtimai dard, this collective dard, this pain, this cry that was there in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for one human being, for one person to be connected to Allah. When a person would die on kufr, it was almost as if he was seeing him going to Jahannam. Janazah of a Jew is being carried in Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is crying. Sahaba say, Alaysat Yahudiyan? Ya Rasulullah, is it not a Jew? Why are you crying? What is his response? He says, Alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni? Is it not another ummati of mine? Is it not another ummati of mine that I have lost, that is going to Jahannam forever and ever? He said, Ana akhidhum bihujazikum anin nar wa antum taqahhamuna fiha. He said, my ummat, your example,
is like the moths and butterflies that are going towards Jahannam. I am holding you by your waist. I am pulling you away from Jahannam, yet you are getting away and still going into Jahannam. What must be his condition when the amal of this ummah are presented to him? And yet that day is coming. That day is coming. يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Jahannam will be brought on the day of judgment. It will have 70,000 reins. Pulling each rein will be 70,000 malaika. 490 million malaika just to keep Jahannam under control. At that time, Jahannam will let out a screech. It comes in the riwayat, Tazfaru Zafra. Tazfaru Zafra. Such a blood-curdling scream. مَا مِن نَبِيٍ مُرْسَلْ وَلَا مَلَكٌ مُقَرَّبٌ. Not a single Nabi, not a single angel. إِلَّا جَثَى عَلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ. When they will hear the scream, except that they will fall on their knees and say, oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, save me. Isa Ruhullah will say, لَا أَسَلُكَ أُمِّي مَرْيَمْ. Oh Allah, I'm not asking you to save my mother Maryam. Save me. Ibrahim Khalilullah will say, Ya Rabbi, save me. Nafsi, nafsi. Kaab Ahbar radiallahu anhu says, if you had the amal of 70 Nabis, when Jahannam will screech like that, you will feel that you also are going to go into Jahannam. Whether it is Adam alayhi salam, whether it is Noah alayhi salam, whether it is Musa alayhi salam, whether it is Isa alayhi salam, whether it is Yusuf alayhi salam, whether it is Yaqub alayhi salam, whether it is Ishaq alayhi salam, the galaxy of Anbiya, across the length and breadth of Maidan Hashar, Ya Rabbi Nafsi Nafsi, Ya Rabbi Nafsi Nafsi, Ya Rabbi Nafsi Nafsi. There will be one personality. One personality on one side of the plains of Hashar, whose call will be unique on that day, which Quran describes, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Every human relationship will have broken down. Father will not want to know his child. Mother will not want to know her child. Husband will not want to know wife. One personality. Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Allah, my Ummat. Allah, my Ummat. His whole body would shake. A father whose child, a mother whose child is dying in front of her, how will she cry? A father whose whole family is burning in a house in front of him and he is helpless to do anything. My respected brothers, how will he cry? Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah. The cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more than that. His cry made the malaika cry. His cry made the arsh of Allah cry. Quran would come down. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. Verse upon verse, like how a mother consoles a child, stop crying, stop crying, stop crying. Verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah is saying to his Nabi, listen your cry. Listen your cry, it is not your fault. Jibreel is sent on this night. Muslim Sharif riwayat that, oh my Nabi, why are you crying like this? Allah didn't know. Allah knew. Why was Jibreel sent to ask this question? Because if Jibreel was not sent, my respected brothers, these nights would have remained a secret between Habib and Mahbub. The businessman of the 14th century of Islam, whose business is steeped in riba, and that youngster whose both ears are clogged and whose body is jiving to music, and that young girl who despite being dressed appears naked in public, each one of them of this ummah can know and understand that who are you hurting? Who have you turned your back upon? Is it only this life? This is not an ordinary ummah. This is that ummah. Kuntum khayra ummah. Allah says you are the best. Why? Ukhrijat lin nas. You were taken out. You were selected. You were chosen. for the hidayat of humanity. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Oh my Nabi, why are you crying like this? What does he say? He says, the worry of my ummah is making me cry. The worry of my ummah is making me cry. Jibreel goes back. Allah sends him again. That, oh my Nabi, stop crying. سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكْ سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكْ سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكْ. We will please you with regards to your ummah. We will please you with regards to your ummah. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma used to say, لا أرضى محمد وواحد من أمته في النار. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never become happy as long as one ummati is in Jahannam. This dard, this cry, this concern, this worry, where sahaba say, غَزِيرٌ كَغَزِيرِ الْمِرْجَلِ, the sound of a boiling kettle would come from the heart of Rasulullah ﷺ. Tabligh is not some movement organization, my respected brothers. Tabligh is this dard, is this fikr, is this cry, that, Ya Allah, Tere Deen mit raha hai aur main na mita. Ya Allah, your deen is dying and I haven't finished myself. Ya Allah, accept me. Ya Allah, accept me to go to the four corners of the world. Ya Allah, accept my wealth. Accept my time. Ya Allah, use me. You, this decision, this is tabligh. Ya Allah, use me. So that the last moment, my last breath is in your path. And when the time comes for me to leave the world, then your malaika are coming down. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbik radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli. This decision we have to make, my respected friends. Don't look left, don't look right. Now is the time. Is a mubarak day, mubarak ishtima, great personalities Allah has brought. Now is the time in this majma, where wallah the malaika are witnessing also. Don't look left, don't look right. Who of us is ready to make this niyat? Put the brakes on the past if you haven't been for 4 months. If you haven't been for 4 months, now is the time. Stand up and give our names, four months to go in the path of Allah. Those of us who have been for four months every year in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brother, who is ready, mashallah? Stand up, let us give our names, mashallah.